Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you because it means that WAMC's very own Ian Pickus is going to ask me some questions this week. Ian, how are you?
It's a summer Friday. What more could you want?
Maybe some trivia questions?
But before we can do that, please clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the words Rhode Island. Change one letter to an O, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, four letters, seven letters, that names things you might grab on your way out of a room. What are they?
Well, I have no idea.
Well, if you change the I to an O, you can spell door handles.
Mike, today is opening day for the summer meet at Saratoga Racecourse. The spa opened for the first time in 1863. Saratoga rounded out Sports Illustrated's list of the top 10 sporting venues of the 20th century. In honor of opening day, today's quiz is about other venues on that list. I'll name some facts about each venue, and you tell me what I'm describing.
All right.
Designed by World Golf Hall of Famer Bobby Jones, home to landmarks like Amen Corner and the Big Oak Tree, and famous for a blazer awarded since 1949, now made by a Cincinnati company called Hamilton.
It's the Masters Golf Tournament. What? It's Augusta National Golf Course, whatever the official name of it is.
Yeah, just simply Augusta National. Good job. And as you mentioned, Augusta is home to the Masters, the first of the majors each year. It was number two on SI's list. Nicknamed the Friendly Confines, celebrated its 100th anniversary April 23rd, 2014, the last Major League Baseball stadium to install lights for night games in 1988, and site of Kerry Wood's 20-strikeout game in 1998 in just Wood's fifth career start.
That is the venerated Wrigley Field.
You're right. It's famous for an alliterative touchdown celebration that dates to a score by Leroy Butler in 1993. It hosted an NFC Championship game against Dallas in 1967, where the game-time temperature was 15 below, and it was renamed after the Green Bay Packers' founder in 1965.
Thank you for that last hint. Is that Lambeau Field?
You're right, named for Curly Lambeau. That came in at number 8 on Sports Illustrated's list, and the Packers are 17-5 all-time in playoff games there. It's home of tennis's French Open. It's named for a French aviation pioneer and World War I veteran. It hosts the only clay Grand Slam event, and Rafael Nadal has won there a record 11 times, including a run of 5 in a row.
It's tough, but it's funny because as soon as you said it's home to the French Open, I'm like, oh, I think I know this. Is that Roland Garros?
It is Roland Garros. Nicely done. Okay, you made it 4-for-4. Let's see if you can pull this off. Among its non-baseball events include Newt Rockne's Win One for the Gipper speech before a Notre Dame Army game in 1928, services by three different popes, and Unification Church founder Reverend Sung Myung Moon, and a 1976 bout between Ken Norton and Muhammad Ali.
I'm going to play to the crowd on this one, and I'm going to say Yankee Stadium.
Well done. That was a good choice. And Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium, of course, was number one on Sports Illustrated's list. Well, Mike Nothnagel went 5-for-5 this week. How well did you do? What's your favorite old stadium? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you have some tickets lying around to a new stadium that you like to go to that you'd like to pass on to Ian or me, let us know that too. But in the meantime, you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions and revisit those things that Ian just asked me. He's got some extra credit over there as well. Or you could take a chance at this challenge. Ian.
Start with a four-letter word related to horse racing. Insert one letter to make a different five-letter word related to horse racing. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.